We are learning Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Kuftes Amabeis, and we are starting four lines from the bottom. Gufa, we just learned Tani Bak Haparo L'Olam Yidbak Adam Shloish Dvarim. A person should stick to three things Bechalitza, and it says Chalitza V'Vashal Mafaros Dvarim. So what's Pshat Chalitza? Kavashal, the time of the Brisa, we had this before a few times. Avashal Eimer that a Kohen Sevim to Hashem Noi. If someone decides to Yibam because of Noi, he likes the way she looks, or Hashem Ishus, because he wants to be married, or Shem Dav Acher, or anything else, Ki'ilu Pegeh Be'erva, V'kar Be'en Lis V'la Mamzer. That's Ki'ilu Pegeh Be'erva, and it's carved to be V'la Mamzer. You have to do Yibum L'Shem Mitzvah, because Be'etzim is the Eishis Achim, it's a special mitzvah called Yibum. And Avashal V'chadish, they have the right Kavanah. If you have the wrong Kavanah, it's carved to be a Mamzer. Therefore, since we don't have good Kavanah these days, we have a very hard time with Kavanah, therefore, it's recommended to do Chalitza, and that's what it says, La'olim Yidbeg Al Mechalitza, like Avashal. Look, seek out Shalom and run after it. You have to run after Shalom. It's one of the very important things to run after peace. Sophie Rashi, Amrav Avo is Tam like a Maima Hamusker. It's just, Aga, we mentioned this possibly. We're going to show you what the Schar is for Shalom. Amrav Avo, ask your Adif for Adif. Ksiv Hacha. Ksiv Hashem says in the other pasuk, Roidev Tzdaka v'Chesed. Someone runs after Tzdaka v'Chesed, Yimtza Chayim Tzdaka v'Chavod. He will find Chayim Tzdaka v'Chavod, which Rashi explains means Yimtza Chayim Tzdaka v'Elam Haba and covered by Elam Hazeh. So it means one of the things Eil Dvarim Sheilan Shia, and says there Dvarim Sheilcha Parasem v'Elam Hazeh can't get Elam Haba. So we in this pasuk says Tzdaka v'Chesed. From Radifa Radifa learn also Havah Shalom, Adam L'Chaveira, V'Nishla Ishtar, V'Talma Tarek Rai Kulam. This is one of the things that are Eichel Parasem HaMazev, Karen Kiyam HaSalam HaBa. The third thing was Afar Sadarim. Always make sure to get Hatar Sadarim. Karab Nosan, Tanya, Nosan Eimer. Hanoi, if someone makes a neder, Ki'ilu Bon Abama. It's Ki'ilu, you built a Bama. V'Amakaimai, and if you keep the neder, which means you don't go to get a Hatar Sadarim, Ki'ilu Hikulav Karban. It's like a Makrav Karban. Like Rashi explains, there's two Asurim. One is to build a Bama. The other one is to Makrav Karban on a Bama. And if someone does a neder, he's building the Bama. When he keeps the neder, he's being Makrav the Karban. And that's also to do. And the Rana Nedarim explains what's the Pshat, because the Torah gives us a Surim, gives us a blueprint how to live our life. We should not find new Surim to make on ourselves. The Torah said it's mutter to eat steak. You eat steak, right? Kavanah Savada, to serve Hashem. But you don't have to make yourself new Surim. That's Kilo Makar Bama. Because Bama, what's a Bama? A new place to be called. I want to be more Kavanahs. I don't need a base to make this. I want more. I want two bases to make this. It's be massive. So that's what a neder is. Avada, there are certain times when a neder is the correct way to make a neder. Yes, they have to know. If they always learn Chazal, to know when the right thing. Like we have in Parashas Nosai with the Saita. You see, a Saita of a Kula, you may become a Nazir. Then it's a mitzvah. You have to know. You have to always follow the right way. But just to make a neder just like that is Ki'ilu Makiv Bama. Now, the Yisrachik of Saita Dvarim, you should keep away from three things. What are the three things? Minam Unim. And it says Bekdoinus and Aravainus. The Mark explains what's Pshat. That the reason why mean is not a good idea is because she is a Ktana and she doesn't really have so much, she's not so smart, she's a little gullible. And if it's just Mia now, she might get remarried later on and she'll always lament how she left that husband now who became a millionaire and it's always going to bother her. It's of course very big shalom bias. Therefore, mean is not a good idea. Now, Minapagdainas, what's the case that you should not take people's pekadon to watch people's items? But Bar Masa, someone lives in your own city. The Baisa Kibais Dami, you have a neighbor, his house, your house is his house. Then he leaves something there to watch. And the next day he comes in and by mistake even, takes it, or on purpose, takes it back home. Then he comes to you, hey, where's my thing? It's gone. And he's going to make you pay for it. So it's not a good idea to take a pekadon from a neighbor who comes around your house. Cause, like Rashi says, he'll take his own thing. Rashi doesn't say he did it on purpose. It could be a mistake. It's very possible to happen. And therefore, it's not a good idea. Minah Ravan, don't be a Arab. Now, it's a mitzvah to be Arab. So what type of Arab means? It means Arve Shal Tzion. Arve Shal Tzion means the type of Arav where the Malveh could come first to the Arav. Usually a cosigner, an Arav, is that you first go to the lender, the borrower, to the Loiva, and you say, where's my money? And he says, I don't have any money. So then you go to the Arav. But this type of Arav, you let it go first to the Arav, that is not a good idea to be such an Arav because a person will lose his money then. Dom Rav Yitzchak. What's Pshat in the Pasuk in Mishlei? It says, Ra ye roya ki orav zor v'soine toikim b'tayach. And we darshan ra ye roya means two ras. It means ra achara, means very bad. Someone is orav zor. We're going to tie to the word orav zor two things. Ra achara tovoy l'mekabli gerim. Orav zor means you bring a zor into your nation. It's someone kabel gerim. Ula arve shal tzion. And the end of the pasuk that says v'soine soikim b'tayach means v'takeas v'dar alacha. Someone who's takeas v'dar alacha. We have three pshatim that we'll see in a second, or two or three pshatim. Let's first see each one by itself. Mekavli gerim is not a good idea. Karav chelbe. Don't have chelbe. Koshim gerim lishol kasapachas ba'or. Gerim are hard to klai yisrael like a nega. Why? Rashi says she'im b'kiyim b'tukim mitzvahs and yisrael learn from the bad ma'isim. Now Tosis speaks out very important. Tosis the Maschul Ross says oimari da'ana hechas shemasi in oisla esgari. You're a missionary. It's not a good idea. You don't force people to misgai. Oisla mekabel ma'isim yado. You mekabel them right away. Avam heimas amtsin lesgai. You should mekabel. How do you know? He brings a raya from Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. That it brings down all of them. Drashim, Yeshua, Rochav Azayna, Nama, Rusam Avi. He brings a bunch of rayas. That avadi mekabel gerim. It's not only mekabel gerim, but it has to be with the right, in the right way, which means that he wants that he or she wants to become a gerim. You don't force them to become a gerim. But arvishotzi, and arvishloftot, you became an orev that comes. You go first to the cosigner. That's also ra yerua. It's ra achara. And the third thing it says in that pasuk is tekeya atzmel var halacha. If someone is establishes himself a dar alacha. What does that mean? The talent of Raisa. Raisa Aimer. Kol Aimer ain loy Tyro, ain loy Tyro. Someone who says that I'm not learning Tyro, he does not get Tzchar Tyro. It's a Rapshita. Like he does not learning Tyro, he doesn't get Tyro. El, so there's another. This is not Pshat. El, Kol Aimer ain loy Elo Tyro. Someone who says that I'm only doing Tyro, I'm not doing mitzvahs. I'm just, you know, learning Tyro conceptually, you know, intellectually, but not doing any mitzvahs. Ain loy Elo Tyro, only get Tzchar Tyro. In fact, the Maranam Pshita. That's also poshut. Why don't you get schar mitzvahs? You didn't do mitzvahs. El da filu tairein loy. The chiddush is, tekeyat zvav halacha means, if he just learns halacha, just learns taira, but doesn't do it, then he doesn't even get schar taira. My taima. My taima. Or a papa makra, the poshut is, lomaten va'asisem. Kol sheyeshna ba'asiyo, yeshna v'lamida. Anyone who does asiyo, does the mitzvahs, then he gets the schar lamida. If he does not do the mitzvahs, he does not get schar to learning. So you have to learn amnas lasas. Another pshat in what it means to keas with our lacha. That it means if someone says I'm only learning Torah, not doing mitzvahs, I'll only get schar Torah. The pshat before says you don't even get schar Torah. And I think no, you get schar Torah. But the kash was pshita. Like why should you get any more schar than that? That you teach other people Torah also, and they do, they go ahead and do mitzvahs. So maybe you'll get schar now because schar mitzvah because they do mitzvahs. Now it's like agro day. He gets schar for them. Kamash v'lon. He gets a schar from them. Kamash v'lon. No, he only gets schar Torah, nothing else. And the third pshat by Zema tekeas bar alacha, but dina does din lekame. That a bezdin, the din comes in front of him, the gomar halacha, and he knows the halacha, but the din before him he never learned. Umadahim milsul milsul, and it appears it's a different case. The istay rabbi, he has a rabbi, but also master doesn't know who has the rabbi. So then that is incorrect. So to speak out what that means, it means tekeya means shesoymech v'nishon al halacha. Rashi says shuyadeya. He's very reliant on the halacha, he knows it isn't chap that it's not exactly the same thing. And she asks his rabbi. That's what the chaos of halacha means. He's reliant on the halacha he knows, and he compares it even though it's incorrect. And the Gemara explains how careful a dayan has to be. He should look ilu. He has a knife between his thighs, which means there's nowhere to move. He moves one inch off, he gets cut. The Gehenna is open below him. Which the Mefarshim speak out that he should realize is Oyos Ma'alim Hazeh, that's Cherev, and Oyos Ma'alim Habo, which is Gehenna. Shenem says in the pasuk, Hinei mitosoi shalosh loyma, shishim gevarim shavala, megevar Yisrael, mepacha b'leilois, mepacha shal Gehenna, mepacha shal Gehenna. Rashi learns this pasuk is referring to the Beis HaMikdash, and that's the Shasham Shaloi is the Ebishta. Shishim Gwerim Samvala is the Lishkas HaGazis, that the Mita is the Lishkas HaGazis, and the Shishim Gwerim Samvala are the Bezdin. And it says there, there's Skir, a Pacha Balela, it's a Pacha Shukhanim, Shdoim Alayla, Shdoim Alayla. A good Kasha Maishi, yeah, it's that 60 It should be 70. 71 is best. Not 60. Toys is kasha. Toys is kasha. The Alameimah, ayin aleph. El Yeshloimar, that she's a Rebbe Yisrael Koyi. Toys says it's going on something else. And 600,000 people, some of them shot, but like upon them, it's a good kasha exactly how to learn. But upon them, we're learning now, pachad v'leilois, that you see from there that you have to be picture that Gehenna is open under you. Zok the Gemara Vaita. The Mishnah had three shittas in the cave. Back to now Yevamos. We had a Gishmak, a Garata, very few Garata and Yevamos. When you get it, you have to jump on it. Now we're back to our regular Yevamos schedule. So it said in the Mishnah that when someone has married Tektana, and his brother married Tektana, his brother dies, there's three different options what to do. But Gamil's option was, you keep your wife, and then once you become a Gedolah, out goes the Yevam automatically. Now, what happens when she becomes a Gedolah? That's the Mara Shaila. What exactly happens? My time in the Ragamil. What's the Ragamil that when she becomes a Gedolah, automatically the Yevamah goes out free? Is it pshat, the kashav a kedushik tana mitta talu, that a kedushik tana is like talu, v'chi god lo god lo ado. When she gets older, automatically it becomes a good kedushin. It's like, you give a kedushin now, and there's a shibud moment, and then once she becomes a god, automatically that kedushin works. That's the pshat. We're out of beer. Oy dilma, mishin the kashav a mekadish achos yivama, niftere yivama hachala. Yibal in, iloy ba aloy. Which means like this. Really, nothing's going on now. Once they get she comes to Gedolah, they have beer, now you have Kedushin. I ain't gonna ask me, it's a little too late. The Yevamah fell 6 years ago. How is the Kedushin now gonna be oiker that din of a Chayz Ishtai? No, he holds that Mikarish, if Yevamah falls to you, Mikarish a lady, that knocks it out. That's what he holds. You can do it later. So the figure first shot, Rashi said, like this. It's, let's say, in a regular case that your wife's, a lady falls to you. To Yibam, and then you go ahead and Mekadosh the sister. Does that knock out the Yavam now? Instead of doing Chalitza, I have an idea. Give Kedushin to her sister. Does that work? So, if you learn Shara Gamil, is that you're doing Kedushin at 12, so it means you hold HaMekadosh HaSiz Yavamba Niftar Yavam HaChala. So that's the Shaila. Do you, in the first day, it doesn't hold like that. So therefore, it just Mitl Tal HaKai. And but the second one holds, no, I have to do Kedusha, do Bia, and knocks it out. So now you're going to ask me, how Taka does that work, Mitl Tal HaKoyah? She's a Ketana. So Rashi says, interesting thing, Rashi says, Gadlo Bahadeh, Zok Rashi, you have to look at the Rashi, Gadlo Bahadeh, Afgol Eibal, Rashi says, the Nikdisha Hashto, Mekomokoy Mishik Godlo, you gave Kedusha when she's a Ketana, Mekomokoy Mishik Godlo, Tafsi Kedusha Mi'ikara, Ve'gloi Milsav Afreya, the Zika Dahak Lav Klumu. Rashi learns a very good thing. The Rishonim jump on this big time. That somehow it's Megal of Afreya. They have Kedushim once she's a Ketana, and therefore knocks it out. You don't have to hold that. Now Tosfos doesn't hold this Megal of Afreya because it's very hard to say Megal of Afreya to Ketana. Tosfos asks this kasha. Tosfos the Masav Chi says, "Vafil Sfirla Mekadosh Achos Yivam LeNiftar Yivam." So how is it any better? This is a chiddush. V'komakim Heichas Kedushim Yivam Emela Niftar Yivam Atzma. Like we said, there's a Shiva's moment there, so Kedushin happens by itself. So Kedushin happens by itself, then everyone agrees that knocks out the Achay sister, knocks out the Yavama. Shalas, we do a Maisa, is that working out? That's the Shalas, how to learn. So the Nafkamina between the two ways of learning Ragamila is, do you have to have a Bia or not? So the Gemara says, so this Shalas was asked from Rav, what did Rav answer? Rav answers, Omalei, Hanatam Ragamila, Mishmuksav, Makadish, Achay Sivam, Niftari Yavama, Vahalchalah. Ibal in, Eloi Baaloi. Rav holds, Makadish, Achay Sivam, you can knock out the Yavama. But only if you do be or not. If not, do be or not. So you need a new Kedushin after she becomes a Gedolah. And that knocks it out. Omar Rav Sheshet, I mean, Kinayim Shachav Rav Amal Av Shmaitza. I think Rav was sleeping when he said the Shmaitza. The Tayyot and the Braisa. HaMekadosh is a Ketana. So HaMekadosh is a Ketana. Kedusha Tluyin. It says the Kedusha is Tluyin. So the first Braisa, like the other side, the Kedusha is Tali. My Tluyin, Lavki Godla, Godla Adai. Doesn't that mean that it's Tali? It's in limbo. And when she becomes a Gedolah, automatically it happens. V'agol Leibal. Amalei Rav and Braid Rav Nachman. Homils the Ketana mitl tal v'kayim. No, it doesn't mean what you mean. Avada, you need a new bia when you're 12. What it means is that the Ketana herself is in a limbo situation. Mitl tal v'kayim. Ibal in Eloi Baal Eloi. The Amra, who adav v'noi, when adav v'noi. What it means like this. All her days of marriage while she's a Ketana, she is a Suffolk if she will get to the point where he will do bia when she's a Gedolah. Because there's two ways for her to get out. He could give her a get, and she could do me in. So all those years are mamish, all limbo years. All not because in lumdis is the tavakai. In mitzias, practically speaking, we're not sure if you're ever going to get to that point where you get a bia, and will there be a kedusha deraisa? Because either she could get out, or he could go out. The Amra, who adif minai, he's better than me, he can give me a get anytime. But I know, adif minai, I have a hand over him, because I could knock him out also with mion, al-karchai. So therefore, she's mitlavakai in this marriage. If this is going to last, this is going to be a marriage.